why didn't the warrior cross the road? No path available. Welcome to Geekly News Desk for the week of October 15th, 2016. I am Simon Etwell, and as always, I am joined by...
Andrew Duke.
And people hopefully notice a difference in their sound already, I would hope, because we've already been speaking.
I notice it.
Well, we've also been here for like a half an hour talking to each other through the microphones mostly. Hopefully it sounds better. I now have a bunch of hardware, because hardware is better than software. And hopefully this is better quality. This is a fact. I know you look confused. Also, we're no longer recording remote. I'm now sitting across the table from him.
Oh boy.
Which should lower down dead air time. That's my plan.
Yeah. Should.
Theoretically, except for the time when neither of us have anything to say and we just sit there in silence before moving on to the next thing.
Stare.
and also hopefully because we're not doing remote, it means we'll be less distracted by video games and things and to not record, because that happens often.
Because I would be playing Horde mode right now.
Which means we should be, back to a regular recording schedule. In the future. I think that's it for just, talking about it, and we'll just get to the news.
We can bump up the Extra Life.
Yeah, I think we probably should bump it up to before we start. So you should do that. You should go now, and I'm going to adjust the notes.
All right, so we're going to do the Extra Life again this year. Oh boy, I don't remember any of the details, and I didn't add a link.
It is, I want to say the first weekend of, it's the first weekend of November for sure. It's November the 5th because it's BlizzCon weekend.
Yeah, the 5th, right.
It is BlizzCon weekend. And I have friends who are going to BlizzCon and doing Extra Life on the 29th, which is why I know it's actually the next week. That's all I know about it. Extra. That's not how you type.
Yeah, so... there will be a link in the show notes to our team where you can donate.
So far, our team is Andrew, because I'm lazy.
Yeah, and I've got a couple people who are interested in joining as well.
Yeah, Evan said he would if he wasn't working like 24 hours that day.
Evan and my brother, and I think Andy and Liz said something about being interested.
Well, I know Liz watches. Last time we streamed, she watched it. Occasionally.
Right, because she was watching the Rooster Teeth.
Rooster Teeth, and then when they were boring, jumped over to ours.
And we'll be for sure streaming whatever we're doing.
What is the team? Is the team...
It's Geekly something or other.
I'm just going to search Geekly on extralife.org and see what happens. So we're going to stop talking about it, and we'll get that all sorted out, and a link and everything in the show notes by the time we're done recording.
Probably after we're done recording.
I say by the time we're done recording, but it'll all happen after we're done recording, but they won't know.
Podcast magic.
Exactly. It's podcast magic, and they don't need to know.
This is the behind the curtains.
All right. Now that we've done that, let's just get into... we'll talk about some trailers. We'll talk about some movie trailers, because that's all of our movie news.
Yeah.
All right. Starting with the most important one.
The Rouge One trailer.
The new Rouge One trailer.
Oh boy.
Second story trailer,
third big trailer.
Mostly we see a lot of what we saw in the previous trailers.
Kind of expands out, like, who characters are a little bit. Mostly the main
Jan,
chick.
Mostly, Jan or Jin, however you pronounce that name.
Yeah, I don't remember.
You see a little bit more of her.
You see more fights. Mm-hmm. Some space, X-Wings flying.
Yes, you see a little bit of space battle, which has some people very excited. On the YouTube. I read the note. I watched the trailer, and then I scrolled down, and then I kept scrolling. It was a mistake, obviously.
It was a mistake.
YouTube comments are the worst things ever, but... I did, before we got to the terrible toxicity of YouTube, I did see people like, oh, space battle, yeah!
I see a little bit more of that Forrest Whitaker scene.
Yeah, he has robot legs in his trailer.
And a cane thing.
Mm-hmm. See a little bit more of the other guy who's in power armor. I don't know who he is. But he hangs out with blind Jedi, not Jedi, Donnie.
And you see more of him fighting in that like same scene.
Yeah, exactly. You both of them in that same scene. You see more of him in that scene. And the other guy with the hair and the armor. I don't know if Andrew knows even who I'm talking about.
Yeah, they're like, you took our home.
Yeah. Okay. You see him shoot a bunch of stormtroopers dead.
Yeah.
Real fast.
He's real good. So is the blind guy.
Yeah. And I just lost the connection to the internet. Interesting. That's fine. I don't need the internet anymore because I'm recording in the same room as him.
Oh boy, that's a benefit.
Exactly. and because I don't need to click any of these links, I don't care. I can still read my my Google Docs. So F you, internet. F you. So, link to the Rogue One trailer in our notes. It's good. Everybody should go watch it and then go watch the movie on December something. I can't look it up because my laptop presently doesn't have internet.
I'm going to say 26. Price is Right rules.
Isn't that you can't go over?
Yeah.
So, I don't think it's that late, personally.
Oh boy. How does this iPad work?
How does this internet work? Come on, connect. I shouldn't need to enter the security key. Alright, whatever. It's in December. Mid-ish December.
Tickets are still not on sale as of recording.
There you go. December 16th.
So I lost.
Your price is right. I was going to say, I don't think it was that late.
See, I was off by 10.
Thank you. Our producer in the corner who has my phone. The reason I can't look it up on my phone.
Oh, I got my phone right there.
Yeah, you do. It's right beside your notes. You're the worst, Andrew. Anyway, so December 16th, it's going to be great. One of the comments I saw on Rogue One, which I thought was weird, was like, oh, more like OG Star Wars. I'm way more excited about this than I was for The Force Awakens. And I was like, I'm equally excited because I just like more Star Wars, but why? I don't understand people are more excited about this.
I'm more excited about this because it's more of a, like, it seems like more of a war story kind of thing.
That's true. It is.
As opposed to the usual Star Wars, which is less wars, more like
This is more, yeah. That's more grand space fantasy adventure. This is more sort of down in the dirt. That's fair. The comparison is that it's in the sort of original trilogy time period, and that's why they're excited. But I don't know why you'd be more excited that it's in the original trilogy time period, because that means you already more or less, they get the plans, and they get the plans to Leia.
Spoilers.
Spoilers from 50 years ago or something. That wasn't
the first scene of the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
But whatever. Yeah, you also see the Grand Admiral guy more, and he uses his mouth to make words.
Yes, this is accurate. And you see some Darth Vader, I think, at the very end. So that's interesting.
You saw him at the end of the last trailer too, but this one you get to actually like see him.
Oh yeah, I think he just like showed up. And he was just standing on a ship or something in the last one. But this one, he's walking menacingly.
Yeah, really menacingly. I don't want to be on the receiving end of that.
That walk?
Yeah.
All right. So, next trailer. Pirates of the Caribbean. Yes, they're making another one. It is called Dead Men Tell No Tales.
I don't know how they only use this name now.
I know, right? I'm presently looking up the date, because I didn't write any of these dates down in the notes, because I'm dumb, so that's why you might hear typing off in the end.
Yeah, maybe we should do that.
It's fine. Did you look at this trailer?
No.
Well, it's Pirates. You don't actually see much, you don't actually see any Johnny Depp in it, which was interesting.
But he is in it.
You see a wanted poster for Jack Sparrow, and you see somebody who's angry and looking for Jack Sparrow after he murders everybody but one person on a ship, and then asks him to go find Jack Sparrow and tell him this guy's coming for him. You know, it looks like...
it's going to be another Pirates movie.
It looks like Pirates. It looks, honestly, better than The Fountain of Youth or whatever the hell the last one was.
Is it just the Johnny Depp one?
Yeah, it was Johnny Depp and somebody else. Like, it wasn't any of the original
people. Right. That's the one I haven't seen.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was fine. It wasn't that great. Turkey. Why are you giving me the visa in Turkey, Google? Jesus. So just go to IMDb. Google, you're failing me. Because I don't care if it's out in when it's out in Turkey.
But maybe our Turkish audience does. Hello, Turkish audience.
All right, it is. The release date for this is 26th of May, 2017. The trailer is mostly, it's about 2 minutes, and is mostly a bunch of redcoats getting murdered by these angry pirates who are looking for Jack Sparrow. And the redcoats have somebody in their hold, and that's the only guy who doesn't get murderified. Slightly magically or mystically. Johnny Depp is on the cast list. Javier Bardem, I believe, is the angry pirate leader that we see in the trailer.
Yarr.
Orlando Bloom and Jeffrey Rush also on the cast list here. So, you know, most of them are back. Martin Kleba, I love Martin Kleba. He's the little person from the original trilogy.
Oh yeah,
he's like the best pirate. Martin Kleba is a fantastic actor. I love seeing him in everything. This also has Paul McCartney on the cast list, so that's a thing. Apparently.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe it's his uncle.
Because says his father is
Keith Richards.
Yeah. Probably. Just keep getting British musicians to play relations of Jack Sparrow. Why not?
Yeah.
So yeah, May, what did you say, 26th? It looks like more Pirates. It looks fine. It's not great. Not terrible.
It'll probably be good.
I'll probably go see it. Andrew, how excited are you about this next trailer? I assume you watched this one.
I did.
Multiple times.
The Power Rangers trailer is... You know.
It wasn't as bad as I expected.
I was really worried starting to watch it. And I still have some concerns. But,
the fact that they go the whole trailer and we never see them once wear armor?
Yeah.
The whole two minutes and 15 second trailer?
But...
You never see Zordon. You see Rita for about 3 seconds?
Yeah, weirdly floating
over. Weirdly floating and, like, sort of half ghosty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Floating over someone's bed.
However, all the action stuff that we did see looked pretty cool.
Yeah. And they set it up as kind of like a breakfast club.
As in, there are a bunch of people who don't really know each other, but they're all in the same sort of area at the same time? Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, they're all different, and then they come together.
One guy's a nerd.
Yeah.
And the other guy's not.
You know, it's the breakfast club, damn it. The breakfast club with power armor.
I definitely never would have thought of... comparing it to that, but sure.
You're welcome. In high school.
Yeah, well, they are all high school. That's true. I just remembered Alpha 5, which is too bad we didn't see Alpha 5 in the trailer.
Yeah.
Because Bill Hader is the voice, which is going to be amazing.
I didn't see Zordon.
What? Bryan Cranston?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's also great.
These are two important things.
Mm-hmm.
And most important, the Zords.
Yeah, we didn't see any of that stuff in this trailer. But, I mean, this movie, when does this movie come out? Keeps going up. Also, next March. Actually, that's not that far away. 24th of March, 2017. And it's already mid-October. That's what? 5 months?
Yeah, the next trailer better have some giant robots.
It'll probably drop. I'd say it'll drop mid-January. Probably for the next trailer, maybe mid-December. December or January.
Sure.
Would be the time I expect to see a new trailer for Power Rangers. And yeah, it better have armor and robots and Zordon. But yeah, this trailer is fine. I mean, honestly, but it's probably because I had really low expectations that this trailer was like, yeah, you know what? It's not bad.
Yep.
But yeah, you know, it's worth a watch. It's certainly worth a watch. And now, the second most important trailer.
Oh, man.
It was about damn time we saw a trailer for this movie. And that is John Wick.
Chapter 2. It's kind of cool. I was, I bought the movie, like, I don't know, last week, I guess, on Friday.
A couple of weeks after we first saw it.
Yeah, and I showed it to Caitlin, and while we were watching it, this trailer dropped.
Really?
So I just put it on right after we finished watching the movie.
Awesome.
It looks real good.
But yeah, looks like it's still awesome action.
Yeah.
Which is basically what made the... A big part of what made the first one good was that the action was fucking amazing.
Yeah, like...
It was amazing.
Down to keeping track of how much ammo is in the clip and, you know, that double tap rule gets really followed to the letter.
I know, so much that I think when we were watching it, Tom made a comment on it. I was like, he relives a double tap. I was like, well, yeah, he's an assassin.
Yeah.
That's how you kill people.
Nobody's getting tap, back tap. Up when he's done.
You hit him in the chest, approximately the heart, and then you hit him in the head. They're dead.
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
It's and then, hyper action, blood.
With that whole assassin mythos.
Oh, yeah, and the weird pulpiness is amazing. That's the other part that makes it amazing.
Yeah.
It's really amazing action. And then this weird pulp, like, assassin society, gold coins. They've got that hotel in the middle of whatever city that is that, like, once you're in the hotel, you don't do business anymore. That's the agreement. This hotel is a safe space.
The movie has no right to be that good.
No, it really doesn't, but it's so good.
And then in the trailer, we got Ian McShane coming back as boss assassin man.
Because he's amazing.
And
he's the one who runs the hotel.
The dog is back, but it might be a different dog. Well, but I mean, it looks like the same dog.
I'm pretty sure it's the boxer puppy he picks up at the end of John Wick.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's the same actor.
I don't know if it's the same actual dog, but it's the same. It's supposed to be the same dog.
Yeah, I don't know the dog's name.
I certainly have no idea. I don't think he'll be in the. I don't think he'll be in the cast list on IMDb.
Oh, that's true. Do dogs have IMDb pages?
I bet some of them.
Maybe
do.
Cats.
Let's look at. I just went. These are all humans. God, there's a lot of people in this movie. No. All these people have two names, so I went to the point where there was no pictures. All these people have two names. I'm assuming none of them are a dog.
Yep.
Homeless man in Chinatown. Uncredited. Imagine that.
Also, Chapter 3 is being filmed as well.
Already, yeah.
Already. Which is good. I like this movie.
Yeah,
It's one of my favorites for sure.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's as long as you're okay with like hyperviolence.
Well, hyperviolence. It's hyperviolence.
It's really good. It's really well choreographed hyperviolence, yeah. And it's not like blood to a ridiculous. Oh my god, it's everywhere. But he kills a lot of people,
and there's some
a ton of people.
There is some breaking of body parts that make me cringe a lot.
But I mean, it's not like ridiculous for what it is. It makes sense for, you know, this is an assassin who's now going on basically a rampage to get revenge.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to be expecting that. But
he's the guy you send to kill the boogeyman. Baba Yaga.
Baba Yaga.
Baba Yaga.
Fucking Ian McShane, man. Or not Ian McShane. That wasn't Ian McShane. That was, Oh, what was the actor? Shit. I'm looking at the wrong list. That's why I said Ian McShane, because I looked at his name on John Wick 2.
God, what is his name?
Because he's a great actor as well. He's a
great actor.
I'm just going to Google the original John Wick IMDb page to try and find him, because he's an amazing actor.
He's also not usually doing a Russian accent.
No. Michael Nyquist, I think, is how you pronounce that. It's a very strange last name. NYQVIST. Viggo Tarasov. even weirder in the original John Wick is Alfie Allen and Theon Greyjoy doing this weird pseudo-Russian thing.
Yeah.
That was the weirdest part. Michael Nyquist. He's an amazing actor. As well. I mean, that's the other thing about John Wick. The first one and the second one, because most of the people are back in the second one. The cast is fantastic. I mean, you got Keanu Reeves. He's great. Ian McShane, fucking amazing.
Yeah.
There's never a bad thing to be said about Ian McShane. You had Willem Dafoe in the first one. Who was another assassin. And always great. You have Lance Reddick, who was the... he was the guy in the front desk in the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
That guy's amazing.
Yeah, he's in it.
Mm-hmm. He's in John Wick 2, and John Wick 2 as well. And I'm just looking him up. I didn't realize what his character name was because they never said his character name. He was there. His name is Sharon. Sharon. Charon.
Hmm.
Like the... Is that Greek? Person who takes people over the River Styx? Yeah. That's the boatman who takes people over the River Styx.
Yeah, sure.
It is. You're looking at me like you don't know, but you should know that. Come on.
I should.
Which is funny for the guy who is the front face of the Assassin Hotel to be taking them over the threshold, more or less. It's a great name. It goes to this weird pulpiness that this whole movie has.
I love that movie.
Also, in the second, in John Wick 2, you also have Ruby Rose, who you will know from Orange is the New Black. Not that I've watched Orange is the New Black, but that's what she's known for. Mostly. People love her. John Leguizamo, isn't it? Peter Stormare.
Good old Peter Stormare.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Right.
I assume Lawrence Fishburne is going to come to, because his character name is the Bowler King. I assume he's going to be an enemy of John Wick.
Yeah, or
that character name just sounds,
or like, at least like a third party.
Yeah,
who's not
a good thing.
Not a good thing, but not necessarily a bad thing at the time.
Yeah. Also, you're getting Jimmy again. I assume it's the same Jimmy. I can't remember what he looks like. The cop was Jimmy.
Oh yeah,
that was one of the most amazing scenes in the movie. Noise complaint. Noise complaint. So good. Oh, man. Also, in the first movie, you had the guy who plays Kingpin's assistant in season one of Daredevil, whose name I can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say it's not Winston. Is it Winston?
No, I don't think so.
But that guy. He's amazing. Sure. Now I really think it is Winston, but I don't know. Not Wikipedia. Damn it. No, don't go. Ugh. Computers are the worst, guys. You sure it's not Winston? Wesley. It's Wesley.
Wesley.
That guy who played Wesley in the season one of Daredevil.
I told you it wasn't Winston.
No, but it was quite close. Who now I'm trying to find in the cast of Daredevil. Where is James Wesley? Toby Leonard Moore.
God.
Toby Leonard Moore. That's quite the name. That guy's great.
Also doing a
Russian accent. So, that was weird. It was weird to see a lot of people in the first John Wick and their weird accents that they're doing.
Yeah.
So John Wick Chapter 2 trailer looks great. It's going to be great because it's more John Wick, and that's what we want. And everybody, if you haven't seen the first John Wick, you should go watch it.
Oh, man.
Because you can find the DVD or Blu-ray for real cheap.
Yeah, I got nowadays. It for
yeah, I got the Blu-ray. I got the DVD for like $5 at like a best, $5 or $10 at Best Buy.
And I got the Blu-ray for like no more than 15. It might have been 15.
Yeah, no, it's real cheap, which belies how great the movie is.
Yeah.
But I mean, it didn't do anything in I assume it came out in the box office, but I don't remember it ever being in theaters or anything.
I remember seeing a trailer for it, but I don't remember it coming out in theaters, and then I missed it, and then I forgot about it.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. And it's one of those movies that's like the second Sin City. I was looking forward to that because I really liked the first Sin City. I don't know. I just completely missed it in theaters. I don't know when it was out.
And same with the Dread reboot.
Oh, yeah. Which also was, yeah, that you can get that for really cheap, and that's also fucking amazing.
Yeah. And it, I just completely missed it. I didn't hear anything about it.
Yeah,
it was so good.
Super looking at that. Like, I wasn't paying super close attention to Dread because I didn't particularly care for the movie Judge Dread with Stallone because that was, you know, 80s.
But
and therefore
real good.
80s bad. I mean, it was 80s bad, but good.
It was 80s bad good, yeah.
Yeah, 80s bad good. But Dread with Carl Urban was fucking amazing.
It was just good.
Yeah, it was amazing good. But that's also because Carl Urban's amazing.
Yeah.
So anyway, John Wick Chapter 2, February. It's next February. It's like 4 months away, man.
10th oh boy.
February 10th, 2017, in the States. I'm assuming that means also in Canada.
Hopefully. Wow.
I can hear your chair creaking, and you're in the arms of that chair, like, breaking.
I'm trying to readjust and not make sound. And
not gonna happen.
Nothing on this chair is
no, it's pretty
stable.
It is a pretty loud chair. All right.
It's also pretty old.
Let's move on to TV, where we're also starting with another trailer.
Woo-hoo! All aboard the trailer train.
Sorry, I'm looking for my favorites. I didn't actually put a favorite for this one. I put a favorite for the next one. So the Iron Fist. Iron Fist got a trailer.
Yeah.
The Immortal Iron Fist. But I don't think it's actually... I think the Netflix series is just called Iron Fist. It came out at New York Comic Con. People who were there for the event, the Netflix Marvel event, saw it.
There. The rest of us had to just wait.
Wait until it came on YouTube, which wasn't that long. It came out, like, after the weekend was over.
Yeah.
But the people who were at the event also got to see all of the four Defenders on stage. So they had Kristen Ritter and Mike Coulter, I want to say is the last name, for Luke Cage, and Charlie Cox, all on stage. And I believe they also had, at some point, John Barenthal and Lady, who was... Karen Page is the character and the actress. She was also on True Blood. You know, she's apparently the nicest person in the fucking world, according to Alden, whatever his last name is, the guy who plays Foggy.
Names are hard.
Deborah Ann Wool. Three names. That's why I can't remember. I can't remember any actor with three names. It is a thing.
Edward James Olmos.
Except for maybe him. But no, most of the time I have trouble remembering people with three names. Weird. My internet just dropped out again. So all the favorites that I have for my upcoming, you know, news parts that I can't access right now.
What Wi-Fi are you connected to?
I was connected to WalkerNet, but now it says no internet, so now I'm trying to find Kazadai Manu. Which is, I'm giving away all these names. This is not important for the podcast that we're still recording.
I think for our audience, everyone will get it.
Well, that's true, as our audience is pretty much people who live in this house or have come to this house.
Yeah.
At this point. Though you never know, there's always the possibility for, you know, somebody else might find us randomly. But anyway, this Iron Fist trailer, you should look up the date for when Iron Fist comes out.
Oh.
On your phone.
I can do that.
This Iron Fist trailer is... pretty fantastic. We see some action. We see other people fighting, not just Iron Fist fighting.
You actually see Iron Fist a fair bit.
Yeah. Not just see him, like, mostly in silhouette after punching him, after he punched down the wall.
No hallway fight scene yet.
I don't know. I thought there was one. Maybe I just thought that's the hallway scene when I was watching the trailer. What? Yeah, when does March 17th? March 17th is when, I knew it was soon. March 17th is when we get to see Iron Fist, because I'm super looking forward to Iron Fist. Out of all the four characters that they originally planned for the Defenders, this was what I was looking forward to the most.
Daredevil, Luke Cage for me.
Because I love Iron Fist. I mean, Luke Cage is probably second.
He's just so great.
Luke Cage is amazing. He's fantastic. So, yeah, Iron Fist, also fantastic. Almost as Luke Cage is almost as fantastic as Iron Fist. That's the one. So yeah, the trailer looks awesome. We have a link in our show notes. What a surprise. That's in March, coming to Netflix. And then Defenders is soon after that, right? Yeah, it goes Iron Fist, then Defenders, I think. And then
Punisher then gets mixed up in Punisher's there
somewhere. I don't know. I think Punisher's after Defenders.
I don't remember if it pushed Defenders back or not.
I don't remember. Punisher's in there somewhere. Defenders is before the next season of Daredevil or Jessica Jones or anything else.
Yeah, because I don't think we heard anything about it.
No, they just were there.
Because they were just threw the Punisher in.
Yeah, after, the plan. After he was popular. Because after John Bernthal fucking rocked it on the Daredevil season 2. And they were there, both with John Bernthal and Deborah Ann Woll at New York Comic Con, but I don't think we got any news, new specifics, per se, on the Punisher series. Although that has launched a million rumors that Karen's going to be in the Punisher series, because they both showed up as a sort of surprise at New York Comic Con, which, I mean, it would sort of make sense. Although she was kind of done with him at the end of season 2, but who knows?
She's the only one who has some sort of, goodiness to her, really.
Yeah, but does she? Come the end of that season, I mean, I just think she might be a little bit less done with, a little bit less with that.
That's just after the Punisher. Character progression.
Plus, I mean, you know, the Punisher absolutely saved Daredevil at the end.
Yeah,
that was pretty fantastic.
It was
fantastic scene or bit in Daredevil season 2. All right, let's move on. Now that the internet is working again and I can get all my bookmarks, let's move on to Voltron reforming again. So they have also at New York Comic Con. There was a Voltron panel, of course, because you know it's quite popular now that it's back on Netflix.
Have you seen it?
I've seen like the first 2 episodes.
I have not yet.
It's good, actually. I only watched the first couple episodes, but that's because there's 1,500,000 things that I have to watch on Netflix.
Yeah, I was going to watch it, and then I watched Gurren Lagann instead.
See, you went from one mech to another mech show. One actually really old mech anime to something that was based off of a really old mech anime.
Yep.
Because the original Voltron was really old mech anime.
Yeah, Gurren Lagann is really good. It's really good.
Yeah, it's good.
Second favorite anime.
After Bebop?
Yeah.
Did you watch Trigun? Did you ever actually watch Trigun?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Trigun's amazing.
It's up there.
I love Trigun. Anyway.
It's after Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball is not good.
No.
It's entertaining.
Yeah.
It's not good. Just like Fairy Tail. It's not good.
Yeah.
It's entertaining.
But it is entertaining. Fairy Tail is pretty entertaining.
It's super entertaining. I love it. It's not good.
And I like the music in it.
Oh, the music's fantastic. Anyway, that is not what we're talking about, but anime, I guess. So I guess season 1 ended on a cliffhanger. I haven't gotten to the end of it, but it ended on a cliffhanger. So they have announced that they are going to do season 2. So that's for sure a thing, and it's also going to happen on January 20th, 2017, so quite soon, beginning of next year.
Put it in your calendar, your Google calendar, or your little calendar booklet.
Do people still have those?
Yeah, day planner, that's what it is.
Yeah, do people still use day planners?
I'm sure they do, they still sell them.
Yeah, but do people who listen to podcasts still use day planners?
Oh boy!
Because I'm pretty sure if you're listening to a podcast, your level of technology usage has gone beyond.
You've transcended paper.
No, you just use electronic calendars, and you don't need a day planner anymore. I bet maybe that's just me, being not technologist, because a technologist would be anti-technology, right? I don't know.
I don't even know.
Anyway, Voltron, January 2017. There was a panel on New York Comic Con. I bet if you go on YouTube and search for the panel, you can see parts of it. Because at the panel, the people who were there got to watch a full episode. Sorry, my bookmark. It's watch a full episode in episode.
Hmm.
It's not edited properly. It's bad writing. And had a couple of voice actors there. Jeremy Shada, who plays Lance, who's one of the characters, and Bex Tyler Klaus, who plays Pidge, who's the youngest character in it. And Bex Tyler Klaus is a fantastic actress. She's great. She was on, what else did I see her in? I believe she was actually in The Last Witch Hunter, just as at the beginning. And she was in Arrow Season 1? 2? 1? I can't remember. Why can't I remember the character name now? Anyway, she's great. And the character is funny in this. She's kind of the young one, the smarter, you know, nerdier, smarter one. But yeah, Voltron. If you haven't watched it, you should, Andrew. And, well, me. I should finish watching it.
Yeah, no, hey, it's really giant good. Robots.
And it's got Murray from Flight of the Conchords. I don't actually know the actor's name. I always just call him Murray. You've seen Flight of the Conchords, the show, right?
Yeah.
Their manager.
Manager.
Yeah. Bandamiteng. He's great. He plays one of the aliens that know actually what Voltron is, not one of the humans who drive the Voltron cats. Also, there's this, like, fan-made thing out there that's Power Rangers or Megazord versus Voltron. I didn't watch it, but it exists.
That would be pretty good.
So you can Google that at your own leisure.
From what I know of the two of them, it's an even match, I think.
They're pretty much the same thing.
They are so
One of them is ripped off of the other one, for sure.
One of them is dinosaurs. The other is not dinosaurs. It's cats.
Tigers.
Yeah, dinosaurs are better.
Anyway, let's move on to our games' newses. So first off, Overwatch Halloween Terror. That is out right now.
The Revenge of Dr. Junkenstein.
Yes, great. I actually have the Junkenstein. I got the Junkenstein skin.
Yeah?
Already. It was on one of the first couple of loot boxes that I owned. Because I'm still level, like, 15 in Overwatch. It's still easy for me to get loot boxes.
Yeah, I'm like 20-something.
If I want to. I can't play. I'm not high enough level to play ranked. I think you need to be 25 to play ranked.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm above 20? 25.
20? It's 20 or 25.
I think it's 20.
I know.
Because I think I'm closer to 20, but I can play ranked.
I know I can't play ranked. Not that I would want to play ranked, but...
Yeah, oh boy.
Because I'm not good enough, but... Also, I haven't played since Lucio Ball. Lucio Ball was the last time I played Overwatch. And now I played one match of Junkenstein's Revenge is actually the Horde mode.
And it is fantastic.
It is very fun. Although when I got in, it was somebody was Soldier 76 and somebody was McCree. So
you had to be
Hanzo or Anna. And I at that point, because I hadn't played since Lucio Ball, I had never touched Anna.
Sniper or sniper.
Because she wasn't out when I last played it. I was like, well, I should probably be a person I've played before. So I was Hanzo. You know how much my wrist hurt after that Horde mode as Hanzo?
Yeah,
click hold. I was like, oh my god, my wrist hurts so bad.
Yeah, the first and second time I tried it, I was Hanzo.
It's so hard. I love Hanzo. I really do. I like Hanzo.
But just although, the Horde mode, you're click hold.
Oh, and that map is not particularly great for Hanzo because his whole thing is that he can move around really well. Climbing the walls, him and Genji, they're climbing the walls and moving around really well, and that doesn't really help on that map.
I usually just hang out where the staircase is up near the wall. I hang out on the stairs, fire down the corridor, hop down, climb back up, fire down that wall.
I mean, I only played it like once, so... it was fun.
I played it a bunch.
I liked it. I liked that there was like a narrator telling the story of the four of them.
And you get a lot of the character interaction between those four.
Yeah, when I launched the one game, it was first McCree's like, "Where's home for you, Archer?" And it was all up in the clouds or something. I don't know what the fuck he said. And then he said something to Anna about her healing. And he's like, "Sounds like hocus pocus to me." And he's like, "Well, I could let you die."
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, attitude." I don't actually know what her accent is, so I don't know what that accent that I just did was, but she has an noticeable accent. There's also obviously Halloween loot boxes, a lot of Halloween skins,
which I have none of,
And
I'm unhappy about it.
There's the worst, what is probably, I think, the worst victory pose.
Oh, the quote, grave unquote. Thing?
Yeah, they're just gravestones with...
with different characters' with arms.
Arms, or in the face of Widowmaker, it's actually her legs.
Yeah.
Like how she did, like in the short, when she was on the her and Tracer short, when she went down the side of the building. But yeah, no, it's weirdly her legs sticking out of the ground.
Tell you, I got most of those.
I got a couple of them, but I don't particularly care for them. This, I
really want that Mercy skin.
The witch?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I don't play Mercy, though. She's not the healer I play.
She's pretty much the only character I play that isn't Torbjorn or Bastion.
If I'm playing healer, I usually prefer Zenyatta or Lucio if I just don't want to have to do anything and just heal people who are standing around me.
Just pump up the jam.
Just pump up the jam. It's nice. I'm trying to remember what else that was. Oh, right. Also, a couple of days, it was just quite shortly before Halloween Terror came out, there was a leak.
Oh.
Right? That included Junkenstein and Halloween Terror.
But also
included this potential for the next character, people saying it's probably Sombra.
Yeah.
Because she was awfully purple. Her outfit was all purple. Her hair was a weird color. And she had what looked like a Uzi type submachine gun and some claw glovey things.
Already fan art.
It's an interesting design. And because that leak included accurately a Halloween horde mode specifically, and I think Junkenstein, at least in name, if I recall correctly, that was in the leak, right?
I believe so.
And if they just said, oh, there's going to be a Halloween event, I was like, well, duh. Safe bet, Halloween event. But because it was specifically, I believe it said Junkenstein, and I believe it said Horde Mode, that may lend credence to what this leak is. So may in fact be what a potential next character design, whether or not that is the hacker Sombra or not, that may be a character design we see in the game soon. Because somebody who works on the Overwatch team has said that they wanted to get their next character sooner rather than later. So we should see one probably, October? Maybe within the year? Maybe early next year? Probably. I would bet.
We would find out more in November.
I think, yeah. Oh yeah, BlizzCon. BlizzCon is beginning of, yeah. I bet you know what? When did Anna come out? Not that long. Not super long. I just want to say, I wonder if we'll get the character on BlizzCon weekend. That would be sweet. Because that's what they did with Heroes there, whatchamacallit, Cho'Gall.
Yeah.
They released it on BlizzCon weekend. Everybody who was at BlizzCon got it, right?
And I think that's what's going to happen with the next character, too.
Oh, in Heroes?
Yeah. Because he's in the PTR now.
Samuro?
Yeah, Samuro.
You know how I do like Samuro and I love the Blade Master, but you know how upset I am that it's not Grom?
Yeah, me too.
Because you could make Samuro Grom, I bet you, because they're both melee, orc types. I
wonder if there's a skin.
I want actual Grom. I've been thinking about it, because you could make... It doesn't all have to be physical.
Cause you figure there has to be either a Grom or at least a Garrosh.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could make a Grom character. I've been thinking about what a potential Grom kit would be, and it wouldn't all just be melee sword, because he had, like, literally his last name is Hellscream for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
He had this piercing warcry thing that made people, like, scared and shit, so you could do, it was like, as his Q or whatever, in an area around him does less damage or takes more damage or something.
That would probably be an E.
Whatever, I don't know. I don't know what the abilities do, man. I don't play Heroes or MOBAs that much. I'd probably play it more if I could be Grom. Grom is the best fucking character.
Yeah, he's pretty great. Wielding Gorehell, yeah.
As much as Samuro was a great character, it would be better if it was Grom.
His trailer was pretty cool. Did you watch it?
No, I did not watch it.
It's him and Chen just facing off, and it's got like...
That would be pretty sweet.
Just got like the whole like Asian sound in the background. They do a little standoff, and then the like bamboo thing, dip, drip, and then they start.
Yeah. Classic martial arts movie.
Oh, it's great.
And
then they laugh and have fun at the end.
Of course, you get Chen.
Yeah.
That's what happens. But yeah, so we might see a new... we might have already seen the design for the next Overwatch character, and it might be Sombra. We'll probably see... Yeah, Sombra is going to be very soon, because he's on the PTR, and you release a new Heroes character, what, every 3 weeks or something, or every month, almost?
I don't know.
Something like that. I guess I'm actually going to adjust the show notes right now, because we're going to put the WoW news in here to keep it all Blizzard all the time. So we got just some quick WoW news. One, first and foremost, we have a date for 7.1. That is to say, we've been given a date for when Return to Karazhan comes out, which comes out with 7.1.
Unless it doesn't open right away.
I'm pretty sure they said as soon as 7.1 comes out.
Yeah.
It comes out. I'm pretty sure they have said repeatedly that Return to Karazhan comes out with some 7.1.
Hopefully.
So that is October 25th. That is this month. It is 10 days from our recording. So you get the new 5-man. It's a mythic. Is it a mythic dungeon? I think it might be a mythic. I believe it's a new 5-man mythic in Karazhan. This is what I need to run at this point. I'm like... On my druid, I'm like 835. I got like a mythic to do. I got mythic quests for the stupid crack elves.
Yeah.
That I gotta do, and I don't want to do them because then I have to make a mythic group and not be sleepy. Which is generally, I'm playing WoW, I'm tired, and I was like, I'm not awake enough to run a mythic. I have to pay attention.
My problem is I just don't like people.
Well, yeah, that also. But I'm in a nice big guild with my main, so I can totally... Usually I can scrounge up people that I know won't be assholes.
Yeah, I can't do that.
But yeah, I gotta run mythics.
Me too.
I'll tell you what, I'm revered with just about everybody except for the fucking wardens now. I'm real close to that achievement to get higher mount speed, which is part one of the flying achievement. Fucking wardens. Anyway, and Andrew, you want to click this link because I want you to try and pronounce the name that's about six paragraphs down.
Mesobarazal.
We have heard from Tom Shilton, the game director of WoW, is stepping down from being the game director. He's not working on the WoW team anymore. He's moving into another project within Blizzard. There was a link to his blue post in our show notes. It's long. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I read the whole thing. It's mostly what we see from a lot of other people, you know, that they think. You know, Legion was important to them, and they think they did well with Legion, and with Tom Shilton, he's like, for me leaving, I think it's in good hands, it should be no problem, and he's talked about how long he's worked at Blizzard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah, six paragraphs down. So, he says, my personal journey working on WoW as game director is at an end, but my journey with Blizzard isn't. I'll still be here, but we'll be focusing on another project within the company. Can you read the next sentence, Andrew?
However, it is with great pleasure that I announce... Oh, boy. Ion Hazikostas.
Ah, that was pretty good.
Hazikostas.
Hazikostas. You got the last name right. It's Ian. It's like a British Ian.
Oh.
Ian Hazikostas.
Hazikostas.
Has been the assistant game director for a while, and actually... a lot of people were thinking this was going to happen pretty soon because mostly from the game director perspective, we've been hearing a lot more from Ian than from Tom Chilton for Legion. So this is not super surprising. But yeah, so Ian Hazikostas is now moving into game director for WoW. And Tom Chilton is moving to another project within Blizzard. Maybe he's taking over for Metzen. Who knows?
Maybe.
I mean, it's been a pretty busy couple of months, I would say, for Blizzard in people moving. There's been a couple of other programs who left WoW to go to other projects outside of Blizzard.
Does there need to be a new Metzen at this point?
Probably not, but I don't know.
I think it's going to get harder and harder.
I mean,
make new things again and again.
Yeah, somebody to... I mean, you might need a Metzen there's probably a Metzen equivalent on each team.
Yeah.
Whereas Metzen was everything. Yeah. You need
a person. Hard to be Metzen.
You need a person to hold the story and the lore of each. Or I mean, maybe not so much for Hearthstone Heroes, because there isn't really any story to either of those games. But for Overwatch, you got all that. There is lore. There's backstory in their interactions. You see it in game. WoW, yeah, obviously, is all about the lore. Diablo, so much about the story. Certainly. But yeah, with Metzen leaving, and there's some programmers and other people who have been working for Blizzard for a while who also left. Metzen, however, did not leave for another prod. I know we weren't recording when he left. This was only, 3 weeks ago, maybe, that Metzen left? Retired? Metzen retired. He's been working at Blizzard for, 24 years or something? And now he's like, 44 or something? He's in his 40s and he's able to retire and focus on his family and watching Star Trek and painting Warhammer miniatures.
Yeah. He's living the life.
So that's good for him. And certainly after he's painted all his miniatures, he'll for sure be getting into something creative again, because that's what he does.
I don't think you can just make all of Blizzard happen and then stop creating.
Probably. He'll probably be writing. Do some writing stuff where he's his own sort of boss on his own timetable, that kind of thing. And I'm sure we'll see it eventually. And I'm sure any time that that Thrall needs a voice, he'll be back.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move off of Blizzard and onto DICE, right? Battlefield, that's the company that makes Battlefield,
DICE.
Right?
DICE.
Yes. Score. I've never played a Battlefield game. But this one actually quite interests me. Battlefield 1 is interesting to me. It looks good.
So the single player campaign has a trailer out now, and it looks pretty good. It happens pretty late in the war, so it's like a bigger conflict and not just sitting in trenches and dying everywhere. But it's also kind of over the top from that perspective as well. Like, there's one scene where you're flying a plane and you go down and hit someone in the trench in the head with your landing gear.
That's ridiculous.
So there's that kind of level of...
Well, it's a video game. Ridiculous. Yeah,
this is a video game. This is not historically accurate to the teeth. I don't think many people did that.
I don't think you could have done that in a plane without crashing.
You could. It's possible.
I don't think anybody was that good.
You also did not want to go near the ground in one of those planes.
Oh, no, you get shot up to hell.
Yeah. Like, even in the sky, people on the ground with just the regular guns were a threat.
Back then, yeah.
Yeah, that's how the Red Baron got shot down.
Really?
So it was just some ground dude, some Australian dude down in the bottom, just pew.
Pew.
And down goes the Baron.
That's funny. But yeah, no, the game looks good. I know they had a multiplayer beta a couple weeks back.
Yeah.
I knew a couple people who played it. They said they really enjoyed it. There was this, at least on the map that they were playing, which they had this.
There was only one map.
Sort of catch-up mechanic, yeah. Like, if you were losing by a certain margin, you got, like, this armored train thing that you could do to help take a couple of the points or something.
Yeah.
Which apparently it's really nice, so that if you get off to a real bad start, there's a chance that you maybe could come back. But also, once you close the gap and they destroy the train, which can only be used to hold like half the points or something, and you don't get it once, like if you close the gap, you don't have it for the rest of the match. It's only to help you catch up if you're losing particularly.
Right. Badly.
Which seems like a good balance. I heard it was quite good.
It is good. It is very good. I can't wait for the game to come out. I have it pre-ordered because I got a sweet deal.
And also, you can be a pigeon, I think. I'm not sure if that was a fake picture or not, but I saw it on the internet.
I don't know.
There was an internet of some, it was a picture that somebody claimed it was on Battlefield, and it was like third person viva pigeon. It was like new mission, deliver the message to the somewhere or another.
There's a pigeon.
I hope. That's a real thing.
A carrier pigeon, messenger pigeon, who's a real World War I hero. He's taxidermied and in a U.S. museum because he single-handedly, like, saved an entire battalion from, like, being trapped and lost. No one knew where they was, and they sent the pigeon after them, and they got to it, and his leg was, like, one leg was hanging on only by tendons. He was blind. Well, not completely blind. Yeah. He was blind in one eye. He was covered in blood. And he got there and brought the message, and then they made it out. They were found.
So maybe it's that pigeon.
Yeah.
Maybe the pigeon mission is a real thing. It wasn't just Reddit lying to me.
It could be.
That would be awesome. I would love that. No, this game looks good. I'm looking forward to it, although I don't know when, if ever, I'll get to play it, but, you know. It's a thing. So, Andrew, let's move on to this last thing in games. Doing it before we started recording.
Yeah. Oh, man, you guys. Gears of War 4 came out. And leading up to it, I hadn't beaten Gears 3. So I did that last week. And that was cool. It holds up pretty good, actually, Gears 3. When you buy Gears 4 on physical copy, you get a download code for 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, that's nice.
So you can play them. I just had the disc and did the whole backwards compatible thing, which works really well. Anyway, Gears 4 is so good. And especially coming out of Gears 3, like, immediately, I see, like, all the improvements they've made, and it's really good. Like, there were just little details that drove me crazy from Gears 3 that all seemed to be fixed in Gears 4. Not necessarily, like, anything remotely important, just things that drove me crazy.
Like that everybody agreed on the name.
Yeah, like, in Gears 3, they're like, look at that there squisher, squasher.
Wow, you couldn't even come up with a name of a real enemy?
No, in Gears 3, that was last week. My head's all full of Gears 4 now. But they're just like, it's like a new monster, and they just call it a thing, and then they all call it that thing. There's no, like it just existed, like, with that name, even though it didn't exist. And in Gears 4, they pointedly talk about, like, the name of everything. So, like, if someone wasn't around when they first encountered the thing and started calling it that, they're like, what did you just call that thing? Like, there's one new enemy called a Snatcher. And
guessing it likes to grab people?
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. I hate that thing. Probably the worst enemy in the game. They meet up with Marcus, and they're like, look out for the Snatcher. And Marcus is like, what? What did you call that thing? I don't get it. And they're like, yeah, it's a Snatcher.
It snatches people.
Yeah. And then he's just like, oh, never mind. And the main character is actually interesting, more interesting than Marcus.
Well, he's his son, right?
Yeah. But he's not, like, just gruff and grunting and what angry at everything. He's got some depth. He makes puns.
Oh, there you go. That's why Andrew likes him. Anybody who makes a pun is automatically good in Andrew's book.
Yeah. It's true. And a lot of the banter between the characters is just funny and sometimes meaningful. Instead of before, where it was just filler stuff.
So, it sounds like they took a bit of a lesson from what was something people really loved about the Mass Effect series, was that you had banter, occasional banter, between the characters that was really, even when it wasn't important, it was really good to hear, fun to hear.
Yeah. Like, the one guy, I don't remember his name, Del is his name,
does he sell not computers that are not as good as people claim they are?
No. But, like, throughout the whole campaign, he's constantly saying, like, that's so ironic. And everyone's like, no, that's not. It's funny, but it's not ironic. And then he's like, that's ironic, though, right, guys? And you're like, no, Del, it's not.
Wow.
there's some good stuff in it, and the horde mode is fantastic, and the multiplayer is also fantastic.
Yeah, the multiplayer is horde mode, right? Basically, it's the same.
Yeah, they're two things. You got the multiplayer. You can go into horde mode or just the arena team deathmatch, etc.
I'd only heard of the multiplayer horde mode, but I don't have an Xbox, so I wasn't really paying super close attention to it.
And there's co-op. There is cross-platform between PC and Xbox.
Yeah.
So you can play on both and with both.
Yeah. Was it... I believe it was Gears that... There's something about having a controller. Like, if you have a mouse, you can't play with the controllers. I don't know. Something weird that I saw. But I don't know enough if it was true. Or if it was Gears or if it was another game. I don't remember.
Yeah, I haven't tried it on PC.
It was on one of those cross-platformy shooters where it's like, yeah, if you're not using a controller, you don't go with the people on Xbox because they're using controllers or something like that.
I know that the PC Gears, you can't join matchmaking with the Xbox crowd.
It's weird.
And I think that is the whole mouse keyboard
maybe
greater than controller thing. You could do everything else with, like, private and public games. So just the for fun, horde mode, yeah, co-op.
It's basically just the what is considered sort of competitive.
Yeah. It'd be nice if they did, like, what Rocket League does, where you can choose to filter out those people.
So you can choose to filter out, like... If you're on the PC, you can choose to filter out, like, PlayStation players?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's, one of the advanced options when you go searching or queuing for a match.
Mind you, I usually make you or Justin be the team leaders.
That's true. I don't do that. That's true. Yeah, that'd be nice. And then you can just choose to join that if you want to or not.
Yeah, but that would be good. That's a good option to have.
You still do have a matchmaking. It's just in a different pool.
Yeah, no. I mean, and I'd say any sort of cross-platform is good. It's a good move. I look forward to a day, hopefully, where, you know, we can play all sorts of games. Like, if I don't have to own an Xbox to play something with... Andrew owns an Xbox, and wow, that's loud.
That is loud.
I guess that's the pipes.
Yeah.
Pipes are loud. Like, I own a PlayStation, Andrew owns an Xbox, we can't play any, even if we both have Battlefront, say, for it, which we don't, we both have Battlefront on PC, because, duh, but, if we had Battlefront for, he had Battlefront for Xbox, I had Battlefront for PlayStation, we can't play together.
Right.
And that would be nice if someday in the future, that didn't fucking matter.
Gamers without borders.
Gamers without borders, that would be nice. But yeah. So Gears 4 is good.
And I don't know
what that creaking is. Do you hear it?
Yeah.
That's, okay, good.
We're going to die.
Is that just, it's a horror movie now, guys. Oh, God.
Yeah, Gears 4. I beat the campaign. I've been tearing through the multiplayer. It's real good. The only complaint I have is they've got the cart system, like how Titanfall had, or Halo, where you've got a whole bunch of, like, bonus XP, bounty objectives, you got cards to upgrade things, you got cards to bring in a special kind of reinforcement in a certain mode, you got cards for skins, cards for weapon skins, cards for everything. And you get the cards in different crates. But the crate progression is, like, really slow. It just takes so long to get a crate, like the freeway.
I was going to say that's what a lot of people who are higher levels in Overwatch and stuff say. Like, that they're like, I don't get anything anymore because it's really slow at this point. And that is something I've always heard people say that was good about, again, Mass Effect 3's multiplayer. Not that I played a lot of Mass Effect 3's multiplayer. I played some. Apparently you got their crate things fairly often for free.
Halo and Titanfall, you got them, like, all the time. I never felt any need to, spend actual money for them. Like, I was getting them as much as I felt I need for as much as I played. I don't know if you that would like balance out or if it would tilt in one direction if I played less or more. But
yeah, I don't know. It's
this Gears thing. I'm playing it a lot, and I don't have nearly as many cards as I feel like I should.
Well, you know, it's a hard thing to do, a hard balance to go for. Because I mean, you do want to try and incentivize people as a company to buy them if maybe they want them, but also you don't want to make it so you're gonna be way under performing or underpowered if you don't spend money.
Right. And it's not going to be like an underpowered thing. Like, where it matters, you're still going to have an even playing field. It only makes a difference just to boost your experience and in co-op situations and get skins.
Yeah, so it is actually a lot like what people are saying about Overwatch then in their loot boxes.
It is also nice, though, because you can, like, do a Hearthstone thing, and you can dust. I don't remember what. I think it's scrap.
Probably. That sounds more Gearsy.
Yeah. You can scrap existing skins and such to craft other ones.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good way to help. All right. You got anything more to say about Gears, or should we just...
I love Gears.
Move on.
It's so good. Horde mode's so good. I wish I was playing it now.
Our biggest... I have 6 points? I have 6 points in here.
Our lengthiest
segment, I guess, is what it would be called. Let's move on to comics and kind of books, but mostly comics. Some comics based on books. Anyway... First off, Core wants her turf. So they're going to get, we have had, 4 or 5 Last Airbender comics, graphic novels, whatever you want to call them.
It's 4, right?
I don't know, it's 4 or 5. I only own, like, 1 or 2 of them. But I believe this is the first Legend of Core one
that it is.
They are announcing.
It's the first one.
It is called Legend of Core. Turf Wars. And it begins with Korra and Asami leaving the spirit world and returning to Republic City, only to find political hijinks and human versus spirit conflict. Imagine that, human versus spirit conflict, when the Avatar just decided to say, yeah, I'm going to leave. I'm going on vacation for a while.
Yep.
As a pompous developer, and this is the great reason, so the spirit conflicts, because a pompous developer plans to turn the new spirit portal in the middle of the city, if you recall, at the end of the series.
I do recall.
Into an amusement park.
That's the best idea.
It's the worst idea.
if you're a spirit.
Potentially severing an already tumultuous connection with the spirits. And the triads are back and trying to trying to get more power, because they're triads, that's what they do.
They're always back.
Well, yeah. Cities, they're trying to get more power at the city's borders where there's evacuees, like criminal organizations do. Oh, you people are down in your luck? Well, let us move in and, at least stereotypical fictional criminal organizations. I can't tell if that's an accurate representation. But anytime people are down in their luck in TV shows and movies, they're always like, oh, well, let us go in and get power over you all.
Yeah, don't worry, we'll keep you safe.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So it is most interesting. Now I don't see a date on it yet. This is coming from Dark Horse, by the way, obviously, because it's a TV property going into comics, and that's almost always Dark Horse.
Yep.
Also, I'm pretty sure Dark Horse has the Avatar rights. So they're the ones who are releasing the Last Airbender comics. But what's interesting is that Turf Wars is being written by co-creator Michael Dante DiMartino, who's one of the people who made Avatar.
Neat.
So that's good. That means, theoretically, that means the story should still be good. I mean, the Last Airbender comics that I have read, which is not all of them. I think I've only read about half of them.
I think I've read all of them.
Are pretty fantastic. I did not read The Promise, which is the first one.
Yeah, I read that one.
I did not read that one. I heard it was quite good. I did read The Search, and The Search was quite good. And then there is... I can't remember the names for the other ones. I have no idea. I'm not going to remember them, so I'm not going to try. But I've heard they were all good. Hopefully this will continue to be good. Irene Koh is art. It's a name I recognize. This picture looks Korra-y.
Yeah, it looks good.
You see Korra and Asami and Mako and Bolin there. And this is going to be a three-part. This thing says it's going to be the first in a three-part series. I don't know if that means it's going to be like The Promise or The Search and all that, where it was The Search Part 1, Search Part 2.
Right.
Or if this means there's going to be Turf Wars Part 1, 2, 3, or whatever, and then there's going to be Korra Water Wars 1, 2, 3, or whatever. I don't know exactly if that's what they mean, if they just mean
probably it's going to be Part 1, Part 2, Part 3.
I'm leaning that way, but I want it to be that there's going to be more.
Just more and more.
Because I want more. and
probably going to be more opposed to this.
Also, it's part of the Legend of Korra continuity, which, yes, all the comics are. Except for, like, Lost Tales are not continuity, but anything, The Promise, The Search, the other ones, they're all technically canon comics. And so is this one. So, I look forward to it, because any more Avatar is good Avatar. Well, as long as it's good Avatar, I guess. I just like Avatar.
Avatar is good Avatar.
I want to continue more stuff in that universe. So next is that Dark Horse has your BioWare, because coming out of a New York City Comic Con, it's going to be at a Dark Horse event. There's got two new series coming in 2017. One is a Mass Effect Andromeda program, so which includes also a Mass Effect adult coloring book.
Interesting.
Available for purchase on March 1st. It also includes The Art of Mass Effect Andromeda, which goes on sale March 21st. And limited editions of...
Dark Horse is publishing the color book?
Yeah, I think so. That's what it looks like. Yeah, it looks that way. A lot of these things are available for pre-order from the BioWare store. And then there is going to be a comic series, Mass Effect Discovery, coming in spring 2017, which the story is by the Mass Effect Andromeda creative director, Mac Walters, and the lead writer, John Dombrow, and Jeremy Barlow, who are both writers. Jeremy Barlow also wrote for Star Wars Adventures and Mass Effect Foundation.
Sweet.
Which I've heard of Star Wars Adventures. Yeah. I've not read it, and I don't know what Mass Effect Foundation is. I've never even heard of that.
I don't know what that is, but I know the Star Wars Adventures.
Gabriel Guzman is going to be art for the comic. And there's also going to be a poster collection for Mass Effect Andromeda for purchase in fall 2017.
I can't wait for Andromeda.
No, me neither. It's going to be awesome. It's another thing I just want more of, really, in that universe.
More.
This is Mass Effect. Mass Effect universe is really
cool. It's phenomenal. The thing I love most about that is it doesn't focus so heavily on humanoid aliens.
Yeah, there's only the Asari, who are humanoid, and then the Turians are mostly humanoid.
Yeah.
I would say.
And Salarians, mostly.
They're the lizard ones, right?
The
smart ones. The lizard ones.
Smart ones.
They're lizardy. Just like the Krogans are technically humanoid, as they're bipedal.
But then you got...
But you've got the four-legged
jellyfish dudes. You got the four-legged guys.
The guys who can only... They're technically bipedal. One would assume they're bipedal, but you've never actually seen them because they need the gas of their own planet, so they're always in exosuits.
Yeah.
And on top of that, I meant the short guys, plus on top of that, the... what is Tally? What is that race? Quarians.
Quarians.
Who I think are humanoid. I think we see, if you romance Tally, this was a problem for them. If you romance Tally in Mass Effect 3, you see a picture of her out of her suit, which is just a picture they found from somebody on the internet.
Yeah. And photoshopped it into Tally.
They photoshopped, like, the hands. Yeah.
which I still think is fine. Whatever. Who cares?
So yeah, they're technically a humanoid species as well. But, you know, you don't ever see them out of their suits. Yeah. No, there's a lot of... it's not early Star Trek where everybody's just a human with a Fu Manchu or not.
Or Star Wars.
Or Star Wars where there are pretty much... No, really not. In the movies, at least, there are really not that many aliens that you see.
You not don't like see, alien aliens,
yeah, no. You don't see a lot of the alien aliens. Because there's a couple, like... Watto there, whatever those ones are.
Toydarians.
They're fairly not humanoid, but you see one.
Jabba the Hutt.
In the Hutts, yeah. Else do you really see in the movies? Yeah. Not much.
Yeah, not much.
Even in Force Awakens, though, you see a couple more. In the looking in around the bar scene in the Force Awakens, you see a few more, but even then, it's only like four.
Yeah, Mass Effect is good. It's so good.
Yep, and they just go and talk about how they're, like, working with BioWare and Mass Effect and blah, blah, blah. And God, okay, I'll read that. And also, Dragon Age. The next Dragon Age series is titled Dragon Age Knight Errant. Nunzio DeFillips and Christina Weir. I should have gotten you to ask to read that name.
Thanks.
Nunzio DeFillips.
DeFillips?
No, it's... So, Nunzio is his first name. And then DeFillips. DeFillips.
Oh boy.
That's a great name. I like that name though. Nunzio DeFillips. And Christina Weir will write the series, and Fernando Hines Furukawa will illustrate it. And they've got Sachin Tang to draw covers. First issue of it goes on sale March 10th, 2017. So, or not March, May. Wrong M month. It's been a long sad day, guys. May 10th, 2017. Also, Andrew, Dragon Age Adult Coloring Book.
Go on sale.
February 8th, 2017. That's actually, I don't know if she still listens, but that's for Rachel out there. I'm sure she wants that book.
Yeah.
Dragon Age and an adult coloring book. That seems to go right up her alley. It's February 8th, 2017. So, you know, lots of stuff coming out from Dark Horse in the BioWare universe. Next, Dark Horse also has your Godly Americans, because they are making they're adapting American Gods into comic book / graphic novel.
It's funny that American Gods has been around for so long. For
a long time, and now
it's just like
it's got the TV
dumping
series
it all on us.
That pretty much happens once somebody picks it up and is like, oh, this is going to be popular, and it gets a good...
Yeah.
Reaction. Everybody's also like, oh, people like this? Let's do that.
It's not a bad thing.
Not usually. Dark Horse has announced that its comic adaptation coming in 2017. It's called American Gods Shadow. So American Gods Shadows, number one, finds Shadow Moon released from jail only to discover his wife has died. Broken and uncertain about his future, Shadow Moon meets the mysterious Mr. Wednesday, who employs him to serve as his bodyguard. This fateful decision thrusts Shadow into a deadly supernatural world where ghosts of the past come back from the dead, and a brewing war between old and new gods hits a boiling point.
Yep.
That sounds cool.
That's the old gods. Or not old gods, American gods.
So there will be 27 single issues spanning three different story arcs. So there's Shadows, which is the first one they're starting with, which I just read the synopsis for. There's My Ansel, and The Moment of the Storm. So the single issues are coming out. I don't think it has a date when it starts, just next year, but... the arcs will be collected into hardcover graphic novels when they are. So there'll be a Shadows graphic novel when it's all done, and My Ansel graphic novel when it's all done. So, you know, you may want to wait for those, because, you know, graphic novel versions are better than single issues.
Always.
It's a fact.
It is a fact.
Takes up less room, and in the long run tends to be cheaper.
And it's readable.
single issues are readable.
Yeah, but it's a pain in the ass. You finish this one. You gotta go every month. Fun. Finish this one. Okay,
and you gotta go to the store every month. Or, I mean, I guess you could buy them on Amazon. But if you're gonna buy single issues, guys, go to your local comic book store.
Yeah. But then you gotta go to your local comic store.
Every month.
I'd rather just go once.
I like our local comic... I know you don't even go to our local comic book store, but I like our local comic book store. You go to Guelph.
Yeah, I'm dumb.
Actually, from your house, they're probably about equidistant. Guelph's not that far. You're just lucky that they're not around the corner from your house anymore.
Yeah.
All right. So Thor wants to be worthy again. So Unworthy Thor number one is I don't think it has a full on date, but next year, I believe. Oh no, it's November. It's actually November 2nd. There it is. So, if we recall, Thor in, the hell was that event called? When the Watcher died. At some point, Thor learned a secret.
Secret Wars? Infinity Wars?
I don't think it's either of those.
Civil War?
I don't think it's any of that. I'm pretty sure it's not any of that.
Skrull?
That was invasion? The Secret Invasion. Yeah, no, Secret Invasion. It was not. It was much more recent than the Secret Invasion.
Yeah.
But anyway, when the Watcher died, and they were on the moon investigating it, and a bunch
Infinity
of them
Crisis.
Learned that's you realize that's even the wrong company, and you know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yeah.
Flashpoint.
Yeah.
I think it was the Flashpoint. That's actually great. That's actually a great series. Flashpoint is fantastic.
So it's not Flashpoint.
No. It's definitely not Flashpoint. Anyway, at some point, he learned a secret that somehow made him unworthy to hold Mjolnir.
But he did get a badass axe.
He did get a badass axe and a bad attitude.
I think he's better now.
He's a little less Hawk, I am Thor. You know, a little less Norse.
I think he's still,
well, no, not.
He's just a different flavor.
Just a different flavor, yes. He's not. I don't know how to put it. Yeah, he's a different flavor of Norse.
He's just a badass Viking superhero now.
Yeah. He's not Hark and wherefore and all that.
Less Shakespeare in the Park.
Yeah. So yes, he was no longer worthy, and so that's why they have the other Thor series with what's her name there? Jane, what's her Lurvin, who is Thor, with the Thor powers, and then it's the main Thor series. He really wants his powers back, and it's sort of something he made himself. I mean, he made his whole personality was around. He was Thor when he had his powers. And so he's desperate for redemption. And so he heard tales of a mysterious other Mjolnir, quote-unquote. So another weapon of unimaginable power. I cannot say that word.
Boy, that sounds like a trap.
Yeah, I know, right? Or it sounds like he's going to go beat up Beta Ray Bill.
Yeah.
Also, there is another Mjolnir out there, actually.
But that's not a secret. Bill has
it. No, it's not.
He kind of gave it to him.
He did give it to him.
It's kind of a dick move there, Thor.
So
Stormbreaker.
Also, some of the... Yeah, that's what it's called. He's not the only one who heard about it, so some of the greatest villains in the Marvel Universe are anxious to get their hands on it as well.
Like MODOK, right?
I don't know. Let's see. This looks like it has people in it. Those are unrecognizable aliens to me.
I mean, when you say greatest villains in the Marvel Universe, MODOK, number one.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, he's off to try and find another way to get super powers and not just be a badass Viking with an axe. I mean, November 2nd, I like Thor.
I think a Thor MODOK would be pretty great.
You think in anything MODOK would be great.
Yeah.
Which actually, this is not MODOK, but speaking of Marvel mashups of a sort, this next thing will probably interest you. Deadpool gets ducking crazy. Because Marvel is going to introduce Deadpool the Duck.
Oh boy.
Because why not? This is actually the article that I read was titled Marvel News Deadpool the Duck, because why not? So, Deadpool, super popular right now. Right? Howard the Duck in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
He exists.
He exists. Everybody likes him. He sort of moves past that terrible movie because Seth
Green, thank you, George Lucas.
Seth Green voiced him in that after credit scene. People want to see more. So, Deadpool is sent on a mission from S.H.I.E.L.D. to capture a high-profile extraterrestrial that is rampaging across the high plains. So, he goes to try and catch him, but some things get a little complicated. Wrong place at the wrong time, and Deadpool and Howard the Duck are fighting for control of Howard the Duck's body, basically, with his Deadpool also in his head.
This sounds pretty great. I mean, yeah, it's Deadpool and I'm biased, but... It's
accurate.
I like the concept.
It's a really weird mashup thing, which is what...
Which is Deadpool.
Which is what happens in a lot of Deadpool
things. That's on brand.
Is really weird mashup things. I mean, that's what happened with Cable and Deadpool after Cable had to leave. There was still a bunch of, oh, now it's this guy in Deadpool. It wasn't body mashups quite like this one is, but...
Yeah.
Although they did that in the Deadpool series, too. They had a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, what's her name, in his head because she lost her body.
Yeah.
Until they built her a cyborg body.
I should really know her name.
I have no fucking clue. I'm not even going to try because I know I have no clue.
It's in there somewhere. I read all those.
Deadpool the Duck, number one and number two, set to come out in December. So you're going to pick that one up, Andrew?
I'm going to put that in my day planner.
I really wish you had had one, like, just sitting around back here and just so you could pull it out.
You know what? This is radio, so I'm going to get my day planner out. Right on December yet. Deadpool comic.
Would have been awesome if there was just like sheets of paper you could shuffle.
Yeah.
Let's just go full Foley artist with this. God, that is loud. Oh, that poor sheet music. I hope nobody needed that, that you folded it up.
I don't know what it is. It's only like one piece.
Yeah, no, it was. We were going to use it yesterday when we were playing Dutch Blitz to, before we could find the whiteboard to record our scores for Dutch Blitz.
Oh.
But we found the whiteboard. It's Erica's. She pulled it out.
Well, I figured it was Erica's.
Because it's sheet music?
Well, I have sheet music, but.
Oh. It's not yours. Anyway.
This isn't mine.
So, last thing here on Comics and Books is Rockstar Image. So Image Comics is coming out with, they're announcing this series called Rockstars.
Is this a Smash Mouth comic?
Oh, Jesus, no. That was a terrible. I'm
Nickelback?
No, there's a Nickelback. No. The Smash Mouth joke was better. For some odd reason, even though it's an older song, it was a more easily gettable song.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Because no one listens to Nickelback.
They're fine. Nickelback is fine.
It's fine.
Exactly. It's fine. Anyway. That's not what we're talking about.
Nickelback.
Joe Harris and Megan Hutchison Nickelback are teaming up to bring up a tale of groupie murders in a new ongoing series. Groupie murders. So,
like, groupies are being murdered.
Yes. I assume so. Because when a pattern of unsolved groupie murders from the 1970s resumes in present-day Los Angeles, nobody makes the connection except Jackie Mayer, a rock nerd with a strange connection to music's urban legends and lost history. Together with muckraking music writer Dorothy Buell, they soon uncover a vast conspiracy involving a legendary band, demonic possession, and sacrifices to the dark gods of rock.
Whoa.
This sounds fucking fantastic. That took a turn. Right?
Like, is that literal?
There are no quotation marks. Legendary band, demonic possession, sacrifices to the dark gods of rock.
Hmm. Interesting.
Sounds amazing.
Possibly.
So, Joe Harris has said Rockstars was his love letter to the band's era and music he adores. And, Megan Hutchison has said that Rockstars is a rich world of horror, humor, mystery, and badassness.
Oh, boy. This is getting better.
No. I'm not a huge fan of the art, the cover art style. Really. Turn my laptop. And that really oddly long, super skinny legs.
I dig it.
It's fine. It's not bad. It's not really my style, per se.
I dig it.
Is that just because they have a bunch of, like, siren/nymphesque half-naked ladies covering all their bits?
I mean, it helps, but that's not explicitly why.
In the background. So the first issues of Rockstars is set to arrive on December 14th this year, very soon.
I'm going to put that in my day planner right after the duck.
It's actually probably, I don't know, might be after issue one of the duck. But yeah, it sounds pretty cool. So I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully I'll probably pick it up on a graphic novel at some point on a trade paperback.
Paperback ribs.
Wow. All right. Well, that's all we have for this week. So you can find us, if you want, on the Twitter.
And you do want.
On the Twitters, I am at Dud75, D-U-D-7-5.
And I'm at D-U-P-N-3. There's no and.
No
D-U-P-3.
Yeah, I was like, you shouldn't do that.
I shouldn't say and people, because it implies that the 3 is separate.
Not an E.
And not an E. You know, my Xbox Live gamer tag is TH3DUP3. Mm-hmm. And I have the TH3 to, you know, put some context there, you think, or, you know, that's the, so that should be the dupe. But everybody says the dup 3, and I'm like,
so they
seriously.
Get, that's weird, you know, that they realize the 3 is an E once, and then don't.
Yeah. That's weird.
People are
Lead is truly dead.
Thank God.
It's just like Latin.
Dead language.
Dead language.
Lead speak, dead language. Also, you can follow the show at Weekly News, GWEEKLYNEWS.
.com?
Yes. Really. If you put that into your browser and then a .com, that's our website where you can find our show notes and, well, mostly our show notes.
Yeah.
A couple of the old blogs.
Yeah.
And things.
Reviews. Notes. Links. No, more links. More links. Handle it.
Many links. Left side. Handle it. Maybe I want to go home and play Onyxia. Let's just go murder Onyxia.
Just for fun.
That was Onyxia raid.
Yeah. No, I mean, just random thing to do.
Why not? I don't like World Quests that much. They're fine. They're a fine replacement for dailies.
They are a great replacement for dailies.
They're fine. And also, I mean, I don't really get anything out of them outside of order resources and gold that I don't need. And blood of Sargeras that I don't need.
Stop getting good gear for it.
Yeah, I don't get anything.
I have surpassed world quests.
You can comment actually directly on each episode post there on the website. You can also subscribe via RSS
feed.
There on the website, you can do other things on the website.
Yeah.
Listen, you can listen. It's embedded on the website, right?
It is embedded.
Yeah.
Embedded and a download link. Mm-hmm. You can use every form, whichever you're comfortable.
All from our website, greeklynews.com. Also, you can email us at feedback@greeklynews.com to tell us, I don't know, if the audio quality is better or worse, or if...
It's better.
If, we ramble too much, which is probably accurate, or I don't know how wrong Andrew is about gears or how wrong I am about whatever the hell I had an opinion on this week. I don't remember. It was half an hour ago. I can't remember anything.
What did we talk about?
Exactly. Podcast Amnesia is already going in. Oh, probably. You can attempt to argue with us about that John Wick is not the most amazing fucking movie ever, but I swear to God, I will argue with you for a long time about that.
Please, I want more arguments on the site. I have had one argument on the site,
like,
about
nice arguments.
No, I'll take arguments. Any argument.
Ugh, I don't want to see like a YouTube comment argument.
I want this to be a website with internet people.
Yeah, but we can have nice internet people.
Yeah, but I'm not going to discriminate.
I am. I'm going to discriminate. Wow. Discriminate against asshole internet people.
Okay, so Simon might figure out how to use the website and delete your comments.
But I can do that. The I odds can do are that much. I can delete a comment. It's pretty easy.
Maybe.
I definitely can.
Maybe he can. Although WordPress is pretty intuitive and a great platform.
It was actually pretty simple. Most of the stuff was pretty simple. I was just too lazy to finish my reviews that I wrote. Half of two separate reviews. Anyway, also we're on Facebook, facebook.com/weeklynews. Hey, look, a text message or something.
Was that from me?
I don't know. None of my stuff makes that
noise. My thing popped up, so I think that was me.
I think your iPad, yeah. Speaking of iDevices, I just hit the table. We're on iTunes.
Yeah, please leave a 5-star comment and review. Is that how they do the iTunes?
5-star review.
5-star review.
Yeah. Please. 5-star rating and review. So that, well, you know, ratings and reviews.
Rating/review.
Yeah. Make it so that Andrew's not the only person who has rated/reviewed.
I'm literally the only person.
Yeah, and it's embarrassing having one of the hosts write the show. It's terrible.
But you don't know that if you're looking at the show for the first time.
You probably do. You make it pretty obvious. I'm pretty sure if you read something along the lines of, I have no attachment to this show at all, or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you use, you know, iTunes, that'd be great.
Even if you don't use iTunes, it's not hard to download and make an account. Please.
It's also fairly
intuitive. Then tell your friends to do the same. They don't have to listen.
I would appreciate them listening.
You have to at least download it. That would be nice. You don't have to listen.
Look at the Facebook
page. I would like you to listen.
Because even please though I still get like weekly emails about people looking at the Facebook page, and like, oh, that's weird. We haven't put anything on the Facebook page in a long time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
More to come.
Of our rambling for this week. But
we'll tune be back in next week for more rambling.
For sure. And maybe a little less comic book news and a little more news about everything else. Who knows?
Who knows? It's a new week. That's the future.
Future.